Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. But Achrei Mois, Shnei B'nei Aaron. The Abbas is telling us about Yom Kippur, but he mentions the union of Mises B'nei Aaron. Rashi gives a moshel. Moshel L'choyla, Shenichnas Eitzel Roifei. The Roifei doesn't just stam give him instructions. He says, you don't want to happen what happened to him. That's the moshel Rashi gives. But I saw interesting order. Rashi says the moshel to a choyla. Why is Aaron a choyla? Why is this in the kud of a choyla? Choylas ahava. Sometimes a person, because of ava, can break the barrier and do not what he's supposed to do. That's what happens with Shnei B'nei Aaron. That's the emes later on. The hemshich of the parasha is arayis. It's all part of that. That a person has to know that kulay ava is not good. It has to be a balance of ava and yira. Pesach is ava, but then we go into the chodesh ir. Ir is Rosh Hashanah, Reitz Hashem is Yireyav, working on yira a little bit also. And avada, the ikar avoid is when it's a balance of ava and yira together. Now, it says about Misa Shnei B'nei Aaron, there's a big stira in the Psukim and in Chazal. What exactly was the chait of Misa B'nei Aaron? The Baal HaTurim already earlier in Parsha Shmini, the Pasuk says, Vateitzei Eish, Milifnei Hashem, Vatoichal Oysom. It says Oysom Moli with the Vav. The Baal HaTurim says the Vav is a remez for six. There are quite a few more in the Midrashim, but the Baal HaTurim is Mitzayin, six Nekudis. And he says, they're Eish Zara. The Pasuk says Mefurish, they were Makrif Eish Zara. The Gemara says in Erevin that that's the Nakuda of the Chayt. It was Hayra b'fnei Rabbi. There's Shtuya Yayin. That's alluded to because later, the next parish is Hashem tells Aaron about Shtuya Yayin. The Lashon HaPasuk Mefurish in one or two places. Bonim Lehayu Lehen. And he brings other Pshatim also. Leinot Lu'etza and other things. It's interesting that Chassam Sofer says this Pshat of Hayra Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. He says it's a mixture of both. They were Makrif Ketoiris. It says they were Makrif in Eish Zara to be Makrif Ketoiris. But where's the idea of bringing a Ketoiris? There's a besundra din of Ketoiris with the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. Where's this other Ketoiris? There's a Medrash. They learned it out from a Kal V'Chaymer from the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim brought a Ketoiris. And there's a Ketoiris of a Yochid. So they were noisy Kal V'Chaymer Ba'atzmam that they could also bring a Ketoiris. And the Medrash says it's because since the day of the Hakomes HaMishkan is Yoim Chasunosoi, Ochli Yarim Davshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to go not with the rules. Now, the emes is, they went shtuya yayin. That's also what it says in Chazal. That avad, what says? They knew already you're not supposed to go shtuya yayin. That the pshat is, they felt that maybe since this ketoiris is not a regular avoid, it's a bazundara yalfusa that they learned out from the Nisim. Maybe, and it's a machalikas rishonim, but maybe the din of shtuya yayin is only b'shas avoida and only by the regular, the algemein or avoida sibur. And this kal v'chaymer, that there's a bazundara yalfusa, says the Chassam Sofer, that they were makrif ketoiris, they held they're allowed to do shtuya yayin. And that, says the Chassam Sofer, was Hayru Halacha b'fnei Rabbim. He's talking about that it's a machlokes rishonim if you're allowed to do that. But it's Hayru b'fnei Rabbim. And that's what Chazal mean, that they were Hayru Halacha b'fnei Rabbim to paskin that you're allowed to be makrif, such a ketoiris of Eish Zara, while you're shtuya yayin. Puts a lot of the different pshatim together. There's an interesting Chanukah Satoira. There's a pasuk in Eoiv. In Eoiv it says, Af lazois yecherad libi. And the Targum says, Yecharad Libi, what is making Eoiv so frightened? He has Charada, he's a Charedi. He's Chared from the Mises B'nei Aaron. Why Dafka from the Mises B'nei Aaron? Says the Chanukah Satoira, based on a Medrash, a Meredek Zach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, another Pshat in the Chait of Nadav Aviyu, is that it says in Sanhedrin, Ukvar hoye moishe v'aroin, mahalchin baderech, v'nadav Aviyu, mahalchin achreyem. And Nadav tells Aviyu, Mosa yamusu shnei elu, and we're going to be the manhige ador. Now one second, who said that? Nadav. Not Aviyu, who dies, both. What did Aviyu do? Shtika. Shtika kaida. Shtika kaida. The Gemara says in Saita that there were three people in the Eitzah by Parai. Bilam, Yisroi, and Eoiv. Bilam gave the Eitzah. Yisroi runs away. Eoiv kept quiet. Who says you get punished for just keeping quiet? Alzois Yecharad Libi. Eoiv says in Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Alzois Yecharad Libi, Mimisa Shnei B'nei Aaron. From the fact that not only was Nadav punished, Aviyu also was punished for keeping quiet and listening to this, that is why he was Nechara. Now the Pasuk says that Val Yovoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, there's a Bezundere Inyan only once a year. That the Kohen Gadol would go, Lefnai V'Lefnim, it's brought down. Rabbi Chaim Oizer brings it from Rabbi Saul Salanter, Adirher, that L'chayr, the Adam Hachi Kadosh, Adam is the Kohen Gadol. The Mokoyim Hachi Kadosh is in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Zman, Mepchinat Zman, is on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol, b'makom kodesh kadoshim, b'zman Yom Kippur, and nevertheless the pasuk says yikarehi mipninim, and Chazal darshin yikarehi mipninim mikohen gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Someone that's sitting and learning, a pashta, no such thing as a pashta, younger man, that's sitting and learning by a stender is yoiser, yukarahi, mikoyin godol, shenichnas on yom kippur, lifnai v'lifnim, mokim achi kadosh, zman achi kadosh, odom achi kadosh, kumnisht, su di yukarahi mipninim. It's yedua, I think it was Rav Shalom Shadron, that he said, why did Chazal darshan yukarahi mipninim, that the Torah is more yoker than the koyin godol, shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim. What's wrong with just saying that it's yukarahi from a penina, from a pearl, a precious stone? It's also a davar yoker moed. So he said, Weisleis, that it's a zilzil even to talk like that, that the Torah is more precious than a pearl, than an even, than an shkoyach. It's a garnish. You have to say, this is a vart. Kain gadol, v'yam kippur. So a famous, very wealthy diamond dealer went over to Rav Shalom Shadron. He says, v'mechila, I think the Rav doesn't understand what it means like a diamond, you know. He says, v'mechila, I don't think you know what it means. A blat gemara, v'shteisnish, yukarahi mipninim. Now, the emes is, we see, the Rambam says, there's a din that we learn out, the analah to do shtuya yayin, we learned it out from here. And there's also a din that a person is not supposed to do a psak halacha when he's shtuya yayin. But the Rambam says, Mufurish and Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel, Kishem, listen to a lashon of a Rambam, a diak and Rambam, Kishem, Sha'osr l'koyin l'konis l'mikdash, mifnei ha-shichrus, kach osr l'chol adam ben koyin ben yisrael, to give a psak in learning when he's b'shichrus. What's the kishem? Because we just said, yukarahi mepninim. If the kohen gadol, the kohen can't go into avoida when he's shtuya yayin, learning Torah, yukarahi is from that. That's also, it's kashem, it's the zelbegadin. Because when you're in the hayra, it's as if you're b'mokem ha-mikdash. You're not allowed to be shtuya yayin in a matzav of hayra. When you're in a matzav of hayra, you're in kodesh kadoshim. It's brought down from the Goin, there's Makairis to this also in a Medrash, and there's a big pulmus about this Indian. The Stifel talks about it over here actually in Birchas Peretz. And there's various Nuschois to this concept, but the Yisoyed Adavar is that the Kohen Gadol, if he would choose so, not only on Yom Kippur, but any day of the year, Bezois Yovei El HaKadosh, if he would so choose to do the Avoida of Yom Kippur, if he does it with what, as mentioned in the Psukim here, he can do the Avoida. Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKadosh. Some say it was only in the Arboim Shon of the Midbar when the Anani covered were there. Others say it's by any Kohen Gadol. But there's a Zah concept of Bezois. There's many Diyukim in the Psukim to this idea. I was thinking, interesting, a Chiddush. There are many Karbonis we bring on Yom Kippur that I mentioned over here. The Par, the Ayil, the Sorol Hashem, the Sorol Azazel. But we know that in Parashas Pinchas, there are more Karbonis mentioned for Yom Kippur. Par Echad Ayil Echad Shiva Kvasim Sorol Lechaper, which is a Seer Chattas Chitzoini, which is Nechal, the only carbon that's Nechal on Yom, you eat it, of course, on Moitzi Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that if Moitzi Yom Kippur is Chal on Leil Shabbos, if Yom Kippur, not on our calendar, is Chal on a Friday, so then, and it's only Nechal Yom Valayla, so they had the Kahana that ate it raw. The Gemara was actually in the 2 days ago's Daf. Yeah, the Daf. So, I wanted to say a Chiddush. The Pasuk says over here that there was an Isle of Aaron, and that there's another Isle of the El Ha'am. It's a machloikis tanoyim in Yuma, whether the El Ha'am is another aisle, not the aisle that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Or no, actually it's the aisle of Parshas Pinchas. It's the one carbon that's mentioned here as the El Ha'am, but it's not. It's Yena aisle of Parshas Pinchas. Or no, Einzu aisle shall Parshas Pinchas. There was a third aisle. El Ha'am, El of Aaron, and the El of Parshas Pinchas. If it's the El of Parshas Pinchas, why does it have to be mentioned here? It's Mukrav anyways, as the El of Parshas Pinchas. Chashafti loymar. When this Bezois Yovei Aaron, in the middle of Tu B'Shvat, when the Kohen Gadol decides to do Avoida of Yom Kippur, he does the Parshas Achrei Mois Karbonis. He doesn't bring the Parshas Pinchas Karbonis. But he brings El Ha'am. It's mentioned here. It might be on a regular Yom Kippur the same as the El Ha'am of Pinchas, but it's still Achrei Moisdik, and it would be part of the Bezois Yovei Aaron. The Stibel says something fascinating. There's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that if the Kohen Gadol goes in with Ketoires, and he goes in chiser achas mikol samoneha. If he goes in with the ketores of Yom Kippur, missing one of the ingredients, he's chayiv misa. Frek the Gemara. Why do you have to say he's chayiv misa for going in as chiser achas mikol samoneha? He's chayiv misa anyways because of biyare konis. Hare stam is like to go in, you're not allowed to go in. Why do you need a bazunder that he's chayiv misa for doing chiser achas mikol samoneha? Tepuk lei. Because he's doing a B.R.A. Konis. Gemara's Kasha. Gemara gives a few truths, and one teretz says he actually brought two sets of Ketiris. One is a full set, so he's not doing a B.R.A. Konis. Besides that, he's also bringing in another set that's Rekonis, or he was a Shoigig on that. There's a famous kasha, Frek Shagas Aryeh. There's a third problem. Besides Bi'er Ikonis, and besides Chisar Achas Michal Samaneh, when he lit the fire for this Ketores, he's making Eish on Yom Kippur. He's making a fire, Havar on Yom Kippur, he's Chaya for that. So forget about the Bi'er Ikonis, and forget about the... So the Shagas Aryeh is a whole pilpul that there's no din of... Yom Kippur is like Yontif, there's no din of Eichel Nef, it's a whole thing. So the Stiper, no, it wasn't on Yom Kippur. It's going on a Tu B'Shvat, it's going on the other din. There's still Bi'er Ikonis, and there's still... And there's still an issue of chisachas mechol samim aneha. But don't ask me that he's chayav al savor of Yom Kippur. It wasn't Yom Kippur. Pick any other day you want. You can't have a kasha. Any other day you want. Tu B'Shvat, January, June, whatever you want. It wasn't Yom Kippur. The thing is, I was thinking of it a bigger chiddush. The Gemara says that there's a man diyomer itzume shel yoyim is mechaper. So if Yitzum Mishayim is Mechaper, even if you're a Rosha, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So you won't get punished for making the fire on Yom Kippur. It is Yom Kippur. But Yitzum Mishayim is Mechaper for that. But Bi'er Ikonis is not. Yitzum Mishayim is only Mechaper on Yom Kippur, the Kedin. Chisim Mechal Samanea and Bi'er Ikonis, Efshir, is not Yom Kippur, the Tzarech Lodin. We know that the Gemara says in Yuma and a few other places that the Tzedukim had a different Shita. They held that you're supposed to do the Ketores in a different oifen. So they had to be Mashbia, the Kohen Gadol, because they were choshed. And then he would cry, a whole story, because they were choshed him that he had to swear a Shavua that he's going to do it, Lefi Chazal. There's no way to know. It's a hidden place. There's a whole Shalom Dachroidim. There's a certain hole where you could look through and see Pashtas. But they made him swear. The famous Kasha, the Chasam Soifer, the Noidi Behuda, the Svasemis, many Achroidim asked this Kasha. You're making the Tzeduki make a Shavua. The Tzeduki really believes in his Shita. He holds the Emes is like him. They only go with Torah Shabbat. The Tzeduki holds the Emes is like him. He's not going to be scared of making a Shavua. It's Nishba Keneged the Torah. Same Shemayim. He holds the Emes is to do it the Tzeduki way. So he's going to swear to the Bezdin that he's going to do it their way. But he's not in his fault. Lishitasoi. It's nishba levat al asa mitzvah, and he's allowed to make such a shvua. Harbe pulpulim on emor on this. One of my favorite ones is the din that a tzeduki keeps the Torah of Shebeksav. The din of shvua levat al asa mitzvah is a drosh of Chazal. It's not mefurish. He doesn't believe in that. He holds it's also to make a shvua, even if it is levat al asa mitzvah. And vichohena, there are various other threats of this. Now the pasuk says vichol adam lo yieh ba'oil moed. Where is the pasuk yedzayin? V'chol Adam la'yeh ba'al moed. The Yerushalmi brings, Taisi Shalom brings it in Yuma. V'chol Adam, even a malach. V'chol Adam, even a malach. No one was allowed to be in the Mikdash when the Kohen Gadol was going in. So the Rishonim ask a few kashas. First of all, there's a Gemara that says in Yuma Daf Yotes, Ma'isa b'tzidoiki echad. There was a certain tzidoiki that he wanted to do it his way. And he went and he did the Ketores. He was samach simcha gedoyla that he did it the tzeduke malach of the Ketores. And when he came out, a malach came. As he was walking out, a malach came and killed him. Nichnas l'choitmoy. Interesting. Rashi says, why was he nenesh by choitmoy that went into his nose? Because when you go into the Beis HaMikdash and he's going the wrong way, the first thing that goes in is your nose. It's like, Rashi, how do I know? How do I know the first thing that goes in your nose? He means a raya because there's a sugi in Shavuos when a person goes into a Beis HaMenuga and he's coming out backwards, the whole cheshbon that's more than the sugi. The last thing that comes out is the nose. Interesting. I thought it's pasha. Maybe I don't know. It's pasha. Why does Rashi need a raya from a sugi? Okay. But people, there's an expression: don't stick your nose into someone's business. It's the first thing. Rashi brings two rayas. But at the point he was punished. For even the rishonim, how did this malach come and kill him? The malach is not even allowed to be there when the guy's doing the avoid. When the kohen gadol's, well, you can call him a guy. It's like when this kohen gadol is doing the avoid. Another kasha the Rishonim asked, the Gemara says, Arboyim Shono Shimei Shimon HaTzadik. And every year when he came in, he saw a Dmus Levana, a white Dmus that would tell him that it's going to be good. And the last year, the year that he was Nifter, and he said that year he's going to be Nifter. He was Nifter right after Yom Tov. It was black. Frektois Yishonim, how did this, obviously some kind of a malach, yeah? A malach's not allowed to be there. I don't know how to quote Tois Teretz. Tois Yishonim brings the Yerushalmi. It wasn't a malach. It was... it's something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I don't know how you say it over, but it wasn't on the Vilhaya Malach. The Sfasem says an interesting teretz. You know, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim quite a few times for the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaAyel, for the Ketores. Then he would switch back to Big Day Zahav. Then he would switch and do a few avodas. Then he would switch back to Big Day Lovin again. The second time he went in with the Big Day Lovin, a total switch, in order to have more Tevilois and more Kiddush Adayim Baraglayims, is Sach HaKol L'Hoytzos Kafu Machta. The only thing he's going in there now is to take out the Kafu Machta. I once heard interesting a Kiddush. There was also Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, and the Sefer Torah was in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So when he went in for the Ketores, what did he go out with? Nothing. Then he took the Sefer Torah out. And when he went back in for the Haitzos Kafu Machta, it was after Kriyas HaTorah, he's bringing the Sefer Torah back. Haitzos Machnos. But says the Sfasemis, when he goes in for the Haitzos Kafu Machta, that's not to be Mechaper. I mean, it's part of the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol has to do it. But it's not Mechaper. Then a Malach is able to be. So all these cases when the Malach killed the Tzaduki and the Malach came to Shimon HaTzadik, the Malach is able to be there. The Malach is only not able to be there when it's Bivoyoy Lechaper, not when it's doing it just for Itzos Kafu Machta. Ninefold. It's interesting. We lay Parshas Achrei on Yom Kippur. Obviously, it's the Avodas Yom Kippur, very Tzuga past the Kriyas HaTorah. But then on Mincha of Yom Kippur, we lay the Parsha of Arayis, which is Mamish. There's many Hasberim. One is Pashit because it's the Hemshech of the Parsha. It's the Hemshech of the Psukim. There are other Hasberim also why we lay it. But it's interesting. There's a Shail in the Paiskin. Rabbi Kveger clears it actually. You know, on a tzoim, we have Kriyas HaTorah. On any tzoim, on a tiny tzibur, there's Kriyas HaTorah. We know that someone that's not fasting for whatever reason can't get Oilu LaTorah by Mincha, because since the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha is because of the tzoim, he's not Tzugestel to the tzoim. Shachris, he can get an Aliyah, but by Mincha, which is for the tzoim, he can't get an Aliyah. Rabbi Kveger clears, what's the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha on Yom Kippur? It's not your regular Vayichal, which is of a Mincha. But is it that Yom Kippur? I mean, other Yomim Tovim don't have Kriya by Mincha. Shabbos does. Yom Kippur doesn't. Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, Yesh Lodin. But Yom Kippur on a weekday, yeah? The Mincha Tika Kriya, which is Parshas Arayis. But what is it? Is it a Kriya of Tzayim? Or is it a Kriya for Yom Kippur? And the Nafkamina would be if someone that's not fasting for whatever reason can get the Aliyah. Yeah, Parshas Kedoshim, there's a lot of big sugis. We'll talk about a few of them. Lifnei iver loisite mikshol. We know from Chazal that it has a few different meanings. First of all, it has pshutai shel mikra. Ein mikra yotze midei pshutai. If you see a blind person and you put a stumbling block that he should go and fall, so you're over the lav. Are you only over the lav if he actually stumbled? Or even if he didn't, he made a detour. Someone told him to make a detour. Someone took the stumbling thing away. Whatever, he didn't get hurt. Or is it for the etzem action or is it only tak if he only gets hurt? But that's one thing. Pshutai shel mikra, lifnei iver, literally. There's also, we know, a few places in Chazal, giving someone a bad advice. An Eitzara, giving someone bad advice, is lifnei iver. But we also know that to be machshel someone in an Aveira, well, that's bad advice, but to be machshel someone in an Aveira is also lifnei iver. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that lifnei iver is only when to another Yid. There's no lifnei iver to a Goy. As I stated in the Sefer HaChinuch, and all the Achrayim ask, it's Mamash Apelim, first Gemara, Gemara Nozir, Gemara Psachim, Gemara Navay Dezara, Gemara says, Hamoishit kois yayin lin nazir, if you give yayin to a nazir, or aver min hachai libnei noyach, you give aver min hachai to a ben noyach, you're aver lifnei iver. So it's mefurish that there's lifnei iver on a guy as well. What does it mean? What does it mean that he says there's only lifnei iver to a yid? So there's a mahalach in the achroinim. Rabbi Chanan brings it. Panavish Rav has an arichas on this in a few places. He says like this. Rabbi Chaim Moizer talks about it. They were shvagers, Rabbi Chaim Moizer and Rabbi Chanan. They say like this. There's a different facet of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver, the literal bad advice or stumbling block, blind person thingy, that's only to another yid. And it's a ben adam chaveroi, and it's only to another yid. But the lifnei iver of being misayeh as someone to do a chait, besides that it's bad advice, and it is, but it's also that you're stelling tzu to the avera, you're connecting to the avera, you're being mar b'chait ba'olam, and if for a ben noyach, it's also to eat aver manachai. So when you be moishin a mevim menachai, you're not chayiv al the lifnei iver that you didn't gave him bad advice, but you are going to be over the lifnei iver mitzad the benodom lamokoyim of that you were mar b'cheit. There's a lot of other rays to this concept. Interesting nakuda. There's a shail in the rishonim. Do you get malchus for lifnei iver? Do you get malchus for lifnei iver? So the sefer achinuch says you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. Not exactly sure. Put a stumbling block. The Ritvan Yevamis says that pedalit it's a lav she'bechlolus. Now, what does the Ritva mean that it's a lav shebechlolus? Pashtus, the Velt understands it means, because as we just mentioned, Lifnei Iver has a few different facets. Literal stumbling block, bad advice, and shtelling tzu techeit. So that's already three topics. So it's lav shebechlalos. Aber the Shver in the Hagoyis on the Ritva over there, he says a different shot. He says it's a lav shebechlalos because there's 613 facets to Lifnei Iver. Because, and he brings this other eyes to this. Lifnei Iver is shtelling tzu to that aveira. Lifnei Iver of avoy dezor is avoy dezor. Lifnei Iver of arayis is arayis. Lifnei Iver of eivir menachai is eivir menachai. Even to a goy who there's no Lifnei Iver, but you're shtelling tzu to that chait. The Lifnei Iver of the various aveiras is why it's considered a lav shebechlalos. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Flamid Bey, is an interesting story. The Gemara says, Rav Huna kara shirai ba'anpe rabba brei. Rav Huna ripped up some fancy clothes in front of his son. Omar ezel ech zi'i rasachi loy rasach. I want to see if he's going to get angry. Frek the Gemara, how could he do it? He's going to be over lifnei iver. On which aveira? What? Kas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says there's no lifnei iver on midos rois. And he brings a ride from this Gemara because the Gemara is not asking that this lifnei iver else kas. How do I know? Because what does the Gemara answer? Let me say the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara says, Rav Huna ripped up clothes in front of Rabbi to see if he's going to get angry. Frek the Gemara, what's with lifnei iver of kibbut av? And for the Gemara, he was Michael on his covet. Frek the Gemara, if he was Michael, he's not going to be nechshal. He didn't know he was Michael, the whole story. What about the kas? Zok Rabbi Soslant, there's no lifnei iver on midas. So what was the lifnei iver? On kibbut av. It's interesting, there's a big shal d'achrayim if there's lifnei iver only on a lav, the lifnei iver of aveira is only on a lav or even on a bittel essay. They bring a raya from here that there's lifnei iver on an essay. So I saw Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks, there's a Gemara in Gittin Dafiyot. The Gemara says when a kusi who's not makban on someone of the mitzvahs and he's willing to be machshel someone else in giving him matzah of a kusi, even though it's lifnei iver, they don't care about lifnei iver, that they're giving the matzah to the other guy. L'char, that's only bittel essay. You're giving matzah, that's not, we're not worried that it's chametz. That the kusi, you know it's not chametz. The shaila is if it's kosher or matzah for Leila Seder. And the Gemara is saying that it's an issue of lifnei iver. It's a right, it's lifnei iver on a mitzvah essay. Teretz says, no, you're being machshalim in bracha levatola. He's going to make a bracha al achilas matzah with shemu malchus. You're being machshalim in shemu malchus. But over here, there's lifnei iver on the mitzvah essay. No, the yid is going to make a bracha.
According to Kuti's understanding, you won't be making a bracha for yid.
Why not?
Say
no, but he knows that you're going to say a bracha. It says they're not makban on lifnei iver. If he would have been makban on lifnei iver, the lifnei iver would not have been on that he's mevati the mitzvah of matzah. The lifnei iver would be that he's being makshel you and saying shem shemayim levatol.
Even if you don't know, you're making bracha levatol.
What? If you what?
Let's see, shem shav. Even if you don't know, you're making bracha
levatol. Yeah. There's an interesting ha'ara though. It says in the Gemara that he was meichel on his kavod. The kasha is. But Rabbah didn't know that he was Michael on the covet. So Tosis over there says, it must be that he told him in advance, because if he didn't tell him in advance, there's niskav and lechel basar chazir v'olsa biyadi basar tleh. Rabbah thinks he's being nichshal and kibbut av. I heard a bit, Meredith Gechidish from Avshalem Ezal Menor, b'chalocha l'maisa. There's a din by Hilchis Yichud that if it's baila be'ir, there's no problem. In certain, whatever the details are, some things are always also, some things are always mutter. There's certain situations that are totally if baila beir. Now you have an isha that has a business meeting with someone, and the person she's meeting is not a shomer mitzvahs. Zucker from Azam, and she has to tell him it's baila beir. She has to let him know. You should know we're in this situation, and you should know it's baila beir. Because if he doesn't know that it's baila beir, so she's all right because it's baila beir, but he doesn't know that. And he's being over in a skaven lechel basar chazir also be yodi basar tleh of the Isra of Yehud. He has to know that it's not by labir. He's right from this toisvis that Rabbi had to know that he was Michael on the covenant. Mipnei seva tokum v'adar t'pnei zokein. There's a big machlekes we showing him from which age do you have to stand up for someone. We know based on the Mishnah Pirkei Yaveis, Seva is 70. Zokain is 60. Now, we know Seva means, according to, Seva means an old person. Zokain means Zeshakana Chachma. So Seva would mean 70. But the chinuch learns the other way around. Seva means a Talmud Chacham, and Zakai means an old person. And then Ibn Zayd would be 60, or maybe even 59, if you hold that when you enter that year, that's already considered that it's that year. There's a shayla in the Chaya Adam. Do you have to stand up for someone if you have a suffix if he's a Zakai? Again, there's one suffix, Sveik at the Dina. Is it 59 or 60 or 69, 70? That's a machlaikis rishayim. But now you see someone and you don't know. You don't know how old is he. Do you have to stand up for him? You don't know. So he says, there's a chazaka that he's not a Zakai. Everyone's becheskas, they start off not a Zakai. And he says also, Roiv is not skein. I don't understand what he means, Roiv. When you have a shayla, if you have to stand up for someone, the only people that are in the base of Suffolk is someone that, someone that looks like, someone that's not, I know, I saw in a gas station a sign that said, you can't buy cigarettes unless you prove your age, but if you're above 40, you don't have to prove. Yeah, well, above 40 doesn't need to bring identification to prove that. How do you prove that? What do you understand? What does it mean? L'chayre, only when there's a nidin already, if the person is be'erich in that age, I don't see why it's a, The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflamin Aleph, the Gemara says that there was a ger that came to Shammai and then to Hillel, and he says, teach me the whole Torah, regal achas. And Shammai is doichvoi ba'amash ha'babinyin. Hillel says, you want to call it Torah Kula? The aloch soni lechavroch loy savit, zuhi call it Torah Kula, v'idoch perushu v'zil Gemara. So Rashi asks, how is that called Torah Kula? So Rashi, one shot is, v'haftal reyacha, reyacha could just mean not only reyacha, your friend. It means reya v'reya v'icha. Kaddish Baruch Hu is also reya. So don't go against the Kaddish Baruch Hu's ratzin. V'haftal reyacha, ma'adaloch sani, don't do what your friend doesn't want you to do. It doesn't just mean your friend, because l'chayr it's only then I'm b'nadim l'chaveroi. It means a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Another pshat says Rashi in Shabbos there, chavercha mamish. It means chavercha. So why is it called a terakula? Says Rashi, gezeila gezneva niyaf v'roiv mitzvahs. And I don't get it. What's Rav Mitzvahs? Shatnez, Lulav, Shoifar. There's so many mitzvahs. No. Parah, Duma. Reina ben Adam Lamakoyns. Where does it get to be Rav Mitzvahs? Rabbi Chanan says an interesting shot. Rabbi Chanan says the Gemara says that a person's always supposed to look as if the world is chetzi chayiv, chetzi zakai, and even one mitzvah that he does will tip the scale. So every ben Adam Lamakoyn is a spitz ben Adam Lachaveri. There's a tzibur out there. There's an oilam out there. And anything you do is always a cheshbon of ben adam l'makom. I don't know why Rashi had to say gneiv gezeil v'niyif. He could have right away said shoifer lulav v'roiv mitzvahs because it's machriya dekach. He started off with ben adam l'makom. It's interesting. There is another pshat that what does it mean? The aloch soni lechavrich leisavid. It's the aloch soni lechavrich, something that is detrimental to your chibur to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A person wants to connect. You want to know kalat erakula? The aloch soni lechabroch, something that is sonoi, detrimental, lechabroch, to your connection, very simple. Loi savit, just don't do it. That's all, that's the whole thing. Don't do something that's, alsis dvekis. The only thing is, don't do something that's going to go against your chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the Gemara says that he came, he wanted to be Megayer al regalachas. As Fasemis explains, al regalachas means, he wants to know, we don't need aliyas and yuridis. Why can't everything just be, gleich? Why do we need to have a whole system with aliyas, ridus, choyshech, and then or, and the whole thing? Let it just be everything, gevaldik. So Shammai is doichiv in amashab, a binyan, the way to make a binyan, it has to be that there's aliyas and yuridus. And Hillel answers him with a haftal reicha kamoicha, explains the whole concept. Sometimes someone else has a yurida, it's in order for someone else to have an aliyah. And the Gemara says, by Simchas Beis HaSheva, the nimni al kaspe de chavre, someone else is nefila, someone else is falling, it's all, this is cheshbon. There's a klal yisrael out there, and this cheshbonis that one makes for one from the other. There's another interesting pshat from the Bnei Yisoschar. What it means that he came and he asked al regel achad. He says like this. He says Hakadosh Baruch Hu on Pesach came and he gave us his galus of his ruah d'le'ela. Everything was milamala. We didn't do anything for it. Then we worked through the whole shavuos, and then it's our avoda. This ger is saying, what do I need that for? Why can't we just have one regel? Just Shavuos. What do I need the Pesach for? Pesach anyways was a matana and it didn't work for us. We have to so let's only have regal achad, only Shavuos. So he says, no, it's v'havta recha kamoicha, Pesach is chesed. The Ava has to first start the system. And the emes is, Rashi already in Shabbos says that this v'havta recha kamoicha could either mean ben adam l'makayim or ben adam l'chaveirei. The Sfarim say b'emes is the same thing. Fascinating gematria. V'ahavta l'reicha k'moich ani Hashem is the same gematria as v'ahavta Hashem alikecha. 907. Again, v'ahavta l'reicha k'moich ani Hashem is the same gematria as v'ahavta Hashem alikecha, because the bein adam l'chaveroi and the bein adam l'mokoin is meshulav yachad, and they go in tandem. Now, b'cholifin though, what does it mean v'ahavta l'reicha k'moicha if it means the bein adam l'chaveroi aspect? B'cholifin, you know, a mensch is kariv tzizich. The Noam Alimelech would say, Avada, everyone knows that there's Milas and Chisroinus. Everyone has Milas and Chisroinus. But somehow, on yourself, your epis more focused on the Milas, and you enlarge them, and the Chisroinus, you know how to epis. And by the other person, it's the other way. Let it just be Kamoicha. The same way you forgive your Milas, you put up on a pedestal, and the Chisroinus you let ride, let it be Kamoicha by the other person also. It says, Loihibit oven biyakov. Loihibit oven biyakov is Rosh Tevis Leahoiv. If you love someone, so you don't look at the chesroinus. You focus on the mylois, and then it's not a problem. They say that, I forgot which Rebbe it was, that he said that Bolok is Rosh Tevis, Vahafta Larecha Kamoicha. They said Rebbe Tire, it's a beis, it's not a vav, it's a kuf, it's not a chav. The Koshi the Lamed is already sinning. So he said, if you're medactic like this with the oisius, don't get so hung up on the details here. Bolok is Rosh Tevis. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. It's interesting. There's a tshuvas Rav Moshe. He brings a chasam sofer and he's very stark choylik on it. Fascinating zach. Machlekes Rav Moshe Feinstein and the chasam sofer. Chasam sofer asks that on one hand it says v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Rabbi Kiva says zukla gadol b'toyra. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva is the one that says in Baba Metzia that if you're in the desert, there's only one cup of water. You take a chayecha koidman. How do you stem chayecha koidmin? It's a stira. Chayecha koidmin, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Chasam Sofer says that chayecha koidmin is only in inyoni adam hazeh. But avada by inyonim of Torah, over there there's no chayecha koidmin. V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. You have to be mavater, sometimes not learn what you're learning and where you're holding and in your madregas and shtel tzutiyena. And he makes a whole thing about it. And Rav Moshe Feinstein is stark choylik. He says, adaram on a Torah avada chayecha koidmin. But just because you know a lot of Masechtos, but you want to call it Arakula. What's Mechatesa? Big Vikuach. And I pass it like Lamaise, but he brings the Chasam Sofer. He brings it and comes to argue on it. Mamish, he says, he's choylik on it, the Taikif. In Shanta Sugya. How do you stim the Gedarim of Vahapt L'Recha Kamoicha? Mul. Chayecha Koidmin by Ruchnis. Now we said already that on one hand, the Vahapt L'Recha Kamoicha Ani Hashem is the exact same Gematria as Vahapt Hashem Alekecha. The Hainu, that really it's both. And the Sfarim bring down. Oyer is 207. Oyer, and again Or is Vahafta, is 414. Vahafta is that one person's R reflects into the other person's R. Or Takadish Baruch Hu's R. Meaning when you want to connect, you're not just in your own thing. You know, there's a famous Yisoid. Rabbi Volba talks about it, the concept. There's a pasuk, Chesed Hashem Eilam Vad Eilam Al Yireyav. So Rav Volba says, what are we putting Chesed together with Yireh? Yireh is Ben Adam L'Makai, Chesed is Ben Adam L'Chaveira. He says it's all one. When a person is totally closed, dark, not expressing his R, he doesn't see the other person, and he also doesn't see the Bashefer. He only sees himself. The minute you go beyond that, or, then you can get to Vahafta. You can get to the Vahafta of Vahafta Sashem Alekecha, you can get to the Vahafta Vahafta Recha Kamoicha. It's all Hainu Hach, it's the Zelba Sugya. Are you closed up, locked down, dark, and you don't see anything beyond yourself? We always tell Tzvi Amatzia who says this word, but it says, Rav Yossi says, Ilav Hayoi Mekami Yossi Kibishuka, Moir de Kivart. You know, let's just, for example, let's say there's a guy named Yossi. Yossi, Kami Yossi Kibishuka. This guy Yossi, he's only into himself. So he interacts with people, he's in the street, he's in the shuk. But anyone he comes into contact with, in his mind, he's working on turbo, what does Yossi have to get from this? What is Yossi getting from this interaction? Kami Yossi, whoever he meets up, it's a reflection. What is Yossi getting? But he love Hayoim when I'm holding. I was in Nisroimim, I'm in Torah, I'm beyond that. I can see the other person, I can see the Bashefer. So then it's not. He love Hayoim, then it would be Kami Yossi, everything's Yossi, everything's about Yossi. It's not. There's something beyond. Your R should see the other person's R. The emes is, once said, the Gemara says that when is a person supposed to say Kriya Shema? A person is supposed to say Kriya Shema. This man, when is this man? According to one man, the Amr, this man Shiroyes Chaveri Dalaramis. One, this man Shiyakar Ben Chelis Lovan, this man Shiroyes Chaveri Dalaramis, says the Shemishmol. Others from him, they explain it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakenu Hashem Echad is another makom. Is avodas Hashem is the ultimate avodas Hashem. But when are you ready for that? When you're also able to see someone else. If you're not able to see someone else, you're not able to see the b'shefer either. It's all connected. When you're ready to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakenu Hashem Echad is when you're able to also see the other person. So the ben adam lechaver and the ben adam makom go together. So just to say a gematria, a little complex, but you'll bear with me. We've spoken about this some other times. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakenu Hashem Echad is 1,118. So is Monos Ishlarei Ehu. So is Tashbisu. So is Sreifas Chometz. So is Danes Kol Adam Lekavschus. Hatzara Shavisha Behen. If your Avodas Hashem of Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekenu Hashem Echad is Mishulav with Monos Ishlarei Ehu, with Danes Kol Adam Lekavschus, and I don't know Alo Nechts Vanaganzi or Eid Chometz, but we know that the purpose of Pesach is for the whole year to Shtelevek that Tashbisu, again 1118, and Sreifas Chometz is all to get to the original Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We should be Zoicha in these days of Sfiras Omer getting ready to work on both facets.
If you have a side, you